Hey, hey! Are you ready to get rowdy?
I know something stupid we can do.
What's the worst that could happen?
Live from Sacramento. Overlooking the Cap City Freeway and the picturesque parking lot of the Doubletree. Perched atop the 93rd floor of the iHeartRadio Media Megaplex. It's the Dog and Joe Show.
Ah, Slava, love a dig dog. Got a lick this and win Wednesday.
Good morning, Sacramento.
Data, score it.
10.
Yes. It is a Lick Us and Win Wednesday. We'll tell you what we've got, and I think it's pretty good stuff today coming up for Lick Us and Win. Start getting the good questions ready. At 7 o'clock and almost every hour after, blatant bribes worth $1,000. And what else do we have today? Seems like there's something else. Oh. Never mind. We got to play rock and roll.
Oh, yeah,
you're
going to
keep it a secret.
Yeah, I am going to keep it a secret.
Okay.
Jump on Instagram, jump on Facebook, and tell us, what do you want to hear? Do you want to carry on Wayward Son? Or do you want to go back to the summer of 69?
Ooh, and la, la.
So, you know, I screwed up again and I grabbed the wrong Bryan Adams.
Oh, my
apologies.
Goodness.
But summer of 69 or Kansas, carry on Wayward Son, and anything else you want to say?
All right. They are waking up.
Come on, wake up. Get to it.
Chad, though, he says, good morning. Suck it.
Well, that's a little early for you, Chad.
There you go.
Yes, it is.
It's a great way to start
always
a Wednesday.
Early, Joe.
Suck it.
We've got Brian. We've got Margaret. We've got Rita. We've got David, who wants carry on.
Okay.
Yeah,
we've got Summer of 69. Summer of 69. Summer of 69.
Wow. And that's Instagram?
Yes, this is a good Thursday question. I'll try and remember it for tomorrow, maybe, but...
I'll just do it now.
Okay, the question is, dog, how long did you wait to get Chester after your beloved dog passed? I think she means...
Berkeley
yeah. After Chester passed.
It was about a year and a half.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, almost a year and a half.
Yep, he spent some time.
Yep, we got Summer of 69, Kansas, Summer of 69. We got Fred returning from yesterday's final three. Two things, Dana. Never-ending story is amazing. No, but thanks for putting this song in my head already.
Story.
I appreciate that. Fred, we got Summer 69. Brian, he likes the vomit sound effect from Tuesday. Gross.
I don't know if I have that ready, Brian, but
I'm
going to try.
Well,
as we
I don't
go
have
through the comments.
Thank goodness
my gosh,
for that.
I do.
Sorry, Joe. Got to take one for the team today. Oh, please stop.
No, keep going.
We got Kansas. This is another final three. Fads that need to make a comeback.
Oh, I got one of those. Peg in your pants.
You want to peg your pants again?
I do. Yeah, I really enjoy that. Pegging your pants. Remember that back in high school? I pegged the hell out of my pants.
I want big plastic combs in the back pocket, even if you don't have hair.
Yeah.
Because you walk around, you got a big handle plastic comb, and everyone's like, whoa. And all I have to do is, I can look like Gallagher if I keep my hat on.
Yeah.
You know, and I can grow it out real long, and I just pull out my comb and go, big plastic
that's so
comb.
Silly.
Yeah.
We've got Summer 69, Kansas. Kansas, is Joe growing his hair out? Mullet? Eyes emoji.
Mullet? No, I ain't growing a mullet.
Well, she likes it.
Oh, okay.
Did you just play what I think you played?
I sounded like it in my head.
No. Dana, say, is Joe growing his hair out long again?
Oh, gosh. Ew, I can hear it without headphones. I don't like that. pop the collar, and
something else needs you to make a comeback.
Yeah, there
bingo.
We go. And they also are requesting the goat sound effect.
Can't get that yet.
Yeah,
toot.
Bubba and corduroys. Oh man, people are going crazy for this. They want those. Got Summer 69. Summer 69. Kansas.
What are we playing, Dana?
Oh man, it's kind of.
You call it.
This person wants carry on, but Guar's version.
Yeah, that won't happen.
Boy, we heard that one time, though, didn't we?
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
Kansas. I honestly, it's a toss-up.
Call it.
I guess Kansas?
All right,
there you go.
Hit it.
Woo! All right, on 93.7, the river.
Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of...
What?
What's your deal?
What's your deal?
All right, here we go. 766-9370. Anything at all you want to discuss. You need to get something off your chest. Something's bothering you. You got a complaint, advice. You want it. You need it. Anything at all. Dana's in there patiently or impatiently awaiting your call. Mm-hmm. I got a quick deal, and I just want to know, is it the same if you're out in public as it is if you're on a Zoom call? Do you say anything if someone has an eye or nose booger or something in their teeth or on their face if you're on Zoom or Teams or one of those?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope so.
You got like an oobie doobie in your eye or something hanging out of your nose, or you got a piece of roast beef in your teeth. You go, hey, Carl, you got something in your teeth.
Yeah, I mean, is this like a really big group conference? Like, say there's like 30 people on it, or is this like a smaller group setting?
Let's say 15.
15? And basically you're disrupting a meeting to do this?
Yeah.
That might be a little dicey because you're going to disrupt the flow and things.
Call someone
like
out.
And you're going to embarrass them.
Yeah.
You probably shoot a text at them
if
with
it's
that
like
going on.
A small 3-4 group of people.
Let's say four people.
If it's more intimate, I think you absolutely say
something.
Yeah,
you don't leave them hanging with something like that going down.
It's like, think of it this way. If you were in a staff meeting and your boss was up there presenting, you probably wouldn't disrupt the meeting to say that.
Oh, but I would if he had food on his face.
But if you were on one-on-one, I think you would.
No, I don't care if there's 1,000 people or just one person. I'm going to say, hey, you got something in your nose or something on your face or you got something on there.
If he was standing in front of a room of us and he had a piece of cheese or something on his chin or something he was eating from, I would most certainly be like, boss, I don't know if I'd disrupt the room, but I'd rub it, you know what I mean? Or I'd make a motion with it.
See, I don't think I would understand that, though. I don't think
Yeah, I would shout the name. Like, if it was Dana, I've told you when you've had something on your clothes, or Joe, or
right, but that's more one-on-one.
Yeah, but if you were in a room of large people, I would still say the same thing. People get stuff on them.
Well, yeah, that there's nothing embarrassing about it at all. It's just the fact that, like, if somebody's presenting to a lot of people, there's usually, like, they have to hype themselves up. They've got to practice. There's a lot of, like, they have to keep time. They've got to keep going down the line of their points. Like, you're going to disrupt that flow.
Typically, what those guys get is that little white thing in the corner of their mouth when they're talking.
Dry spit.
Yeah, it opens up and it's like a little white,
like a web of like cotton candy.
Yeah. That's so gross, man. Why are you asking us this?
Well, because yesterday we had a Zoom call with Ross, our boss, and we were talking to this guy remotely, and he had a big oobie doobie in his left eye. And because the transmission is kind of cutting in and out, and we're trying to talk, and he's going to keep this meeting quick, which we were all happy about, I didn't say anything to him. And then I brought it up today to Dana and Joe, and they're like, I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I'm surprised you didn't say something.
Well, because
you gotta.
Yeah, because he was rolling through his thing, and we were listening, and by the time we got a chance to talk, because a lot of these meetings are just him preaching. You know, it's like he misses his sermon on Sunday and then he wants to yell at us.
Oh, come on. That's not true.
He likes to talk. He's a great storyteller.
All of us like to talk.
Yeah. Plus, he's a Canadian, so I can't understand him.
Oh, that's get not true. That's so dumb.
He says two words differently.
Yeah, rather. Fix that. But he had this oobie doobie in his eye. And I wanted to tell him, but we ran out of time, and it was there, and it was pretty big. I mean, it was the size of, like...
That's bad protocol.
It was like a kernel of rice that was in there, and it was right there, and it was like, come on, you got to wipe that out. And I wanted to tell him, and I never had a chance to, and then we just turned the meeting off, and then I just drove home, and then
it bothered you so much that you had to bring it up today?
Yes, because I wanted to tell him.
Wow.
And everyone should do that, whether it's on the shirt, in the teeth, or whatever. You got to raise
so
your hand and go...
you're going to tell him retroactively.
Yeah, all it did is make you look bad.
Yeah.
Now you didn't tell him.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm saying, is that I wanted to, and normally I would, but if he would have just quit zipping and yipping and lipping, I could have told him.
So, no.
Really, you had a hard time cutting in on somebody else talking.
I gotta say, I have told you plenty of times when you've got stuff in. I'm able to get through on you.
Yeah. Maybe I wanted to leave it there, Autumn.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. There you go. The truth comes
out. Hey, Ross the boss, check your eyes before you get on Zoom.
Oh,
we didn't see that, Ross. I didn't have my glasses on. I couldn't see it.
I can't believe you guys didn't see it.
Like, I don't know, 5-10 feet away from the computer. I could barely see.
I would have told him. I'd have been like, bugger, brother.
Yeah, you got a oobie doobie there. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So it matters as to how many people are on.
I think so, because you didn't even want to disrupt him, and there's only four of us.
No, he was going though, and I wanted to get out of the meeting.
Well, that's
he claims he couldn't disrupt him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I didn't want to.
No, I think it's protocol, dude. You've got to, especially if it's a lady. You don't want them to be embarrassed and they're standing up in front of folks.
No, no, no. And you know me, I hate spots on my shirts and I hate when stuff's out of order. So, yeah, you always got to do it. So I guess that's what it is. It's a number of how many people are you going to slow the meeting down for?
Yeah, yeah. If it's a great amount that you say it out loud or you just do these signals.
Yeah. Hi, booger. Or you just start pointing at your eye. You're like, what, huh? Everyone's pointing? We got to do this. Data, hopefully we're ready. Data's on the...
Time for another exciting edition of... Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
Lick Us and Win is brought to you by Future Ford in Roseville and Sacramento.
All right, Data, one more time. Hit us. What do we have today for Lick Us and Win?
We have $50 gift cards to Disney.com.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, so let's start with Mike. Mike's got one for me. Mike, good morning. 766-9370. Lick Us and Win, Mike. What do you got?
All right, in The Sopranos Season 6, when Tony gets shot and he's in the hospital, there's a guy in the room next to him named John Schwinn. Who played John Schwinn?
Oh, he just died. And so you know, I just 3 days ago finished.
Are you kidding me?
My 15th full run.
I didn't even know you were still doing this.
Yeah, started it over last night, episode one, the pilot.
Oh my God.
Joe, I just talked to you about this guy, and it's not Buddy Epson, but I want to call him Buddy Epson. And Mike, I know you know I'm onto this. The guy, Hal
Holbrook.
Yes.
Hal Holbrook.
Yeah, I got it. You know I got that.
Why are we talking about him the other day?
Yeah, because he just died.
Because he died.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah, he just passed away.
Joseph.
Good question. Appreciate it, Mike.
All right,
let's go to Chris. Chris has one for all of us. Chris, Lick Us and Win.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, so who was the first president to serve ice cream in the White House?
What a great question.
I love this question.
What a great question.
To serve ice cream.
I want to know what kind.
In the White House.
Oh, man, them boys' arms got tired back then when they were making ice cream.
Oh, you think they were churning it?
Oh, they had to have.
Yeah.
You think it was that far back?
Yeah, they were using rock salt, and they were doing vanilla and cream.
I want to guess the one that gets stuck in the tub.
Man, I know you've done it before, dog. Dana, have you ever churned ice cream at your house or seen your family do it?
No, we had an ice cream making machine, but we didn't churn it.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that wears you out,
don't
it?
But we have a little tiny bowl that you can make a single serving in it, and that takes a lot of work.
Yeah, it does. You got to crank like crazy.
So cute.
I am going to say...
Who would that have been?
I'll say Lincoln.
Wow. Going with the one that gets stuck in the tub. I don't remember his name, Joe.
Oh.
Is that Taft?
Taft is, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's either Taft or Garfield. I can never remember either.
I love it.
You know what? I'm going to go Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt.
Who was it?
Other guess.
It was Thomas Jefferson.
Wow, there you go. Way back.
Man, of course.
Yeah.
He liked ice cream so much, he actually had his own recipe.
I bet he did.
I want some of that.
Yep.
Well, I think back then, I think everyone that made ice cream had to have their own recipe.
Man.
It's not like you go to the store and, you know, pick up dryers or, hey, you know, everyone had their own.
Think about the individual that stumbled onto ice cream. I'd love to know how they did that.
Let's go to Sean. Sean, Lick Us and Win. What do you got?
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Wednesday.
And to you, Sean.
Oh, there he is. Lick Us and Win.
So, okay, my question is about Crayola crayons. Okay, in 1902, the crayons were invented. There was one color. In 1903, the first box was sold. There was 8 colors. Now, currently, how many colors of Crayola crayons are there?
I'm going to say, remember if you got the big, cool box that had the sharpener? I think it came with 64.
It did. That was the biggest
we
had.
Well, that may be
back
in the day, not anymore.
Yeah.
Not more than that.
I'm going to put it at 118 colors.
64. I'm going to go 220.
How many?
220?
Yeah.
Did you say?
Yeah.
Man, you were so close. There is 120 current colors.
I said 118 when we deal with Crayola. I round up. You've got to give me 2 crayons each way.
That's ridiculous.
Well, you give it 10 more years.
You always have to call that out. You didn't call it out.
Oh, come on. All right, hang on.
I haven't seen a crayon in 10 years.
Missed it by 2. All right, hang on. Let's do one more, and then we'll get to the rock and roll. We got Stevie Nicks coming up. Chris, Lick Us and Win.
We did Chris already.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll stop right there. You can submit online. You can go to 937theriver.com, Dog and Joe, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and we'll come back and we'll do more rounds of Lick Us and Win. Dana has a problem with a Bible. And what to do with this Bible? We're going to play this and Chili Peps. We're going to come back and discuss Dana's little Bible problem.
Okay.
She's a Bible stumper, we'll say. She doesn't know what to do with it. Here's Steve. Think it's Bob Seger, Dog Joe, and Dana on a Lick Us and Win Wednesday. Dana has a, we'll just call it, biblical problem, 766-9370.
We have a very, very old Bible, and I don't know what to do with it because it's old, and it's the captain's, and he doesn't want it. It's not mine. I'm not religious, but I feel very weird about throwing it away.
Well, I think I would, too, yeah.
So you want to know, what do you do with this Bible now? You're in charge of getting rid of it.
I'm in charge of getting rid of something that he doesn't want anymore, and I don't know what to do with it. I don't know if the proper thing to do... I feel like throwing it away is bad all around. I don't know. Because I really do feel like I might get struck by lightning or something.
It
not
seems
to,
you know, bad, doesn't it?
It just
to do
feels
that.
Like yeah. bad karma to me.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can donate it or if you should give it to, I don't
a
know.
Church?
Yeah, a church. I don't know what to do with it.
I mean, Bibles get old.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm 46 years old. I mean, I've had a Bible since I was 10. I mean, that thing's, I mean, the binding is bad in it and stuff.
Well,
I mean,
like
you
most
do
people
have to,
keep their first Bible.
Well, I do have my first Bible, yeah, but it's really hard to read or go through. I mean, they get really old quick, and the pages are, as you know, are really thin and you know, so they can tear very easily.
I'm not religious either, so, okay. We're going to do something. But we'll come back. I'll tell you what I think you should do with it. I don't think you'll like that.
I want to know what the River Rockers think I should do
I'm
with it, though.
I'm curious what other people think to do with the... Is it like a flag? I mean, do you do stuff like that?
Flags get burned.
Yeah, I mean, out of respect.
766. Because Tom Petty on a Lick Us and Win Wednesday, it's 93.7. The River, Dog Joe, and Dana, 766-9370. Dana wants to know, what do you do to get rid of an old Bible? The captain, her husband, he had a Bible and he didn't want it anymore, and he told Dana, get rid of it. Dana doesn't know what to do because she's not religious.
Exactly.
Why
I don't
didn't
know
he
what
throw
to do.
That on your shoulders, though? I wonder. Why didn't he just get rid of it?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is it his job to take care of something like this because it was his and he's the religious one? Or is it just because, like, I'm his wife and I take care of these things that I just have to do it?
If it's too hard, throw it back on him. It's his.
Yeah, if it's creating a mental, you know, struggle with you. Because I got to tell you, now that I got to thinking about this, I have thrown one away, but not my original Bible. But it was one that I got later in life, and I didn't like it as much as my original Bible. And I did throw that one away, but it was mine. I bought it myself. You know, I'm a Christian guy, so I didn't even think twice about that because I still had my original, you know.
James, what's going on?
Hey, hands-free.
No, there
you are, neighbor. Woo!
So many old Bibles, I don't know how old this Bible is, but a lot of old Bibles had family histories written into them, birthdates, marriages, deaths. So if this Bible has it, no matter what you decide to do, probably may want to record that information down. Mm-hmm. Someone in the family later may want it. If it does have that information, maybe someone else in the family would take it, or you could give it to someone else in the family.
I hadn't
then you
thought
don't
of
have
that.
To worry about getting rid of it.
Yeah, I didn't
like
think
his
of
mom.
That.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Didn't a River Rocker call up and say that he wanted it?
Yeah. A River Rocker called and said he would love to take it. So there's nothing written in it except one little passage that the captain underlined, and that was it. So, and then I found a note in there. Where he was taking notes. But other than that, there's nothing else in this Bible.
We got to come back. We got to do news. You remember Central Park Karen? Remember she was the one at the bird watching park that had her dog, and the dog was on the leash, and she called the black guy a racial slur and said she was going to call it. There's an update on her that people have been waiting for.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. Nice. We'll come back with news next.
Fog and Joe.
And you got to get out to the Sacramento Gun Club. That's what you got to do. SacramentoGunClub.com, right off Bradshaw and Highway 50. I've talked about it now for 3 weeks. Beautiful. Okay. 34 lanes. Whether you want to shoot rifle, you want to do pistol, you want a VIP section, or if you're law enforcement, they've got it divided into four different areas for your shooting pleasure, and I'm telling you, they're all well ventilated. You don't have to worry about breathing anything, and they're all well illuminated. SacramentoGunClub.com. It is the premier place to shoot, to buy, and to train here in the Sacramento area. And if you want to look at the classes and everything that they offer or the memberships, please hurry. Run, do not... There goes Aerosmith on a Lucas & Win Wednesday, 93.7 The River, Dog Joe and Dana. Time for a couple of headlines. I think people remember this woman, Amy Cooper. She was the one at Central Park. Mm-hmm. She didn't have her dog on a leash, and a black bird watcher, a man, was there, and he said, hey, can you put your dog on the leash? And they got into an argument, and basically what she did is she called 911 and told the police that the guy was going to assault her.
Yeah.
And that was a lie, and everyone said that she did that because he was black, and then she lost her job, and then she had to go to court. Well, yesterday, what they said is they're not going to charge her with anything because she went through a rehabilitation program, had no other arrest record or any criminal background, and because she went through this training course, she has been dismissed. The hearing took 10 minutes.
I didn't even know there were training courses for such behavior.
What's that country singer's name?
Which one?
Mark Wallen.
Oh, you're talking about Wallen?
But whatever his name is, the guy he's going to one too. Lots of people go to him now.
Well, this woman got embarrassed. Her just social media presence was enough, I think, for this girl. I mean, in her hometown, amongst her friends, amongst her family, she was reduced to rubble.
Yeah, quickly.
Very, very quickly, you know.
So now she doesn't have to go to jail. I guess good news for people that want to get vaccinated. Blue Shield of California has agreed to help the state more than double its weekly COVID-19 vaccinations.
Wow.
This is going to happen within 2 weeks, they say. And it's a partnership. And what they think they can do is really double down and double up on vaccinations to get more of those who want it done quicker.
This great is for California.
Yeah, for California. And they are now moving into the B tier. 1B today, I believe, takes effect.
This is fast.
So, I think for radio people and media and all that, I think we're B3, somewhere in that
something
B category.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's coming.
Bitcoin prices, God, why can't we just walk around, you know, find a penny, pick it up? Find a Bitcoin worth $50,000 now.
A little higher than 34,000.
Yeah, that is up 10,000 from a year ago. It's jumped 200% in the last 3 months.
What's going on with that stuff right now?
Worth more than gold.
Jeez.
Should have got into cryptocurrency.
Dana, I didn't hear that. Can you push up your glasses?
Should have got into cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Shouldn't we all have?
Yes. I mean, how great would that be, though? You're just walking like the dog, and you look down, you're like, oh, look, Bitcoin.
Yeah. Oh, man. I would love that.
$50,000.
That's incredible.
Coming up, we got to do celebrities behaving badly, and we have to talk about a war that's getting ready to be waged between Apple and Facebook.
Oh, good Lord.
Tim Cook, Mark Zuckerberg in the octagon. We'll do celebrities behaving badly.
Celebrities are great, but bad celebrities are even better. It's time for celebrities behaving badly on the Doug and Joe Show.
All right, here we go. And it's kind of weird that Mark Zuckerberg and Tim Cook of Apple are celebrities, but in this day and age, that's exactly what they are. Back in 2018, you remember that, what was that big scandal that popped up? That Cambridge Analytica scandal?
Yes.
And Tim Cook of Apple basically said that he wouldn't have found himself in the mess that Mark Zuckerberg was in.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark Zuckerberg, you know, in the Silicon Valley, that's fighting words.
Mm-hmm.
So Zuckerberg has said, and I quote, according to this, Facebook needs to inflict pain on Apple. Direct quote.
God.
Wow. That's awesome.
Ooh.
That is, they're all worked up.
Yeah. Hold on to your hoodies. A pay-per-view event like no other, War of the Widgets.
Oh my gosh.
In this corner, social media magnate. In that corner, talk tech tycoon. Rules of this battle are simple. No punching, kicking, biting, or talking. The opponents must rely solely on texting and emojiing. Whoever gets the most likes, shares, and viral views is the winner and reigns supreme in the Silicon Valley slaughterhouse up March 9th in the round. That's stupid.
I want to see that.
I do, too.
Would you not pay-per-view that?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Tim Cook and Mark Zuckerberg.
We need to inflict pain on Apple.
Stabby.
You're not even allowed to say things like that, Zuckerberg.
No.
Goodness sakes. He's probably never even been in a wrestling match with someone.
No.
Wrestling match, Joseph.
I know he hasn't been in a fight.
No.
Yeah, there ain't no way fists have been thrown by that man.
Tim Cook, though, if you Google it, he's got a lot of demonstrations online on YouTube and stuff how to do the proper arm bar.
Oh, my.
Does he?
Yeah, Tim Cook, a big MMA fan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, that's a lie.
Like, sounds like
Zuckerberg's out. We got one more celebrity. I don't know how many people are going to know this guy, but his name is, hang on here, Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah, who's that?
Oh, what do you mean nobody knows that guy? That guy's wildly famous.
I don't know who that is.
Kevin Sorbo. I mean, he's like a knockoff Brad Pitt. He plays Hercules. What else has he done?
Kevin Sorbo is not a knockoff Brad Pitt. He's not even a knockoff Lorenzo Lamas.
Lord.
Sorry, Dana. These are old school actors.
Yeah, not
Lorenzo Lamas.
Yes. Remember Renegade?
Yeah.
Kevin Sorbo of Hercules TV fame.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
he was.
Yep. He's trying to find out why Facebook has taken his page down.
Oh, my. What happened?
He said that he's been told absolutely nothing. He says, I mean, they've been shadowing me for, like, I don't know, maybe a year, telling me that they're purposely, like, only letting us a few select people see my post. He goes, I don't understand it. He goes, I just want my page back.
Well, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a voice of the people.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't the bigger story be the person who okayed a Kevin Sorbo Facebook page?
Oh, come on.
Who allows that?
Get out of here.
Because of Kevin Sorbo and Hercules, Lucy Lawless and Xena Warrior Princess became a show.
That's true.
Okay, so now even more reason to not like Kevin Sorbo.
Oh, yep. Get out of here with that.
Wow, Kevin Sorbo.
Xena's a treasure. How dare you?
He thinks that it's because of his very conservative views that he's being punished for posting the stuff that he puts, and that's why he's being penalized. I don't know.
Well, Kevin, calm it down over there. Does he still have long hair and muscles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quote unquote muscles, long hair, yes.
You know, he was never really ripped or cut up, but he did look like a small Hercules.
Very, very. He was kind of.
Time for another exciting edition of
Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
Lick Us and Win is brought to you by Future Ford in Roseville and Sacramento.
Thank you, Future Ford. Dana, what do we have to get rid of?
$50. We don't have to get rid of them. $50 gift card.
It's an expression.
To Disney.com.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Dana, what are we going to go dump out in the dumpster today?
Oh, Disney, ew. I don't like Disneyland.
Everything's sticky at Disney.
Yes.
In a good way.
According to Dog.
Let's go to Sam. Sam, hopefully you got something good trivia-wise. Sam, Lick Us and Win, what do you got?
Hey, so where did Chris Cornell live in Washington State aside from Seattle?
Huh. I will say, now was this a vacation home or just another residence?
Another residence where he got away from the kids and just went and played video games and wrote music.
Wow.
Let's be nice.
Yeah, Dana's like, where's that in Washington?
Yeah.
I will say Kirkland, Washington. Hell, I don't know.
What is that? What's the part of Washington that's got the forest? What do they call that area up there in the very...
Yeah, that's called the Washington State. Yeah.
I know he didn't ask.
Washington State's all forest. I mean,
just... Yeah, basically. I want to say Aberdeen, just because it's such a tiny town.
Hey, that's where Kurt Cobain's from.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Aberdeen. I have no idea.
I don't know any cities up there.
Tacoma. Tumwater.
He went into that forest.
What's the city?
He went into the whole state.
He went and hung out with Mick Dodge.
On the tip of Mount St. Helens that wasn't there. Where?
Bellevue. Bellevue, Washington.
Okay, Bellevue.
Yeah.
A lot of people here excited with that question. Hang on. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly, Lick Us and Win. What do you got?
Good morning. Happy hump day.
Hi, Kelly.
Hump day!
My question is for you, Dog. So in an episode of Married with Children, you know, Peggy used to go get her hair done all the time. And one particular visit, she was drawing up a cartoon character. Well, it ended up looking like Al. What did she name that cartoon character that looked like Al?
I can't. It's too far back. I somewhat vaguely remember the episode, but there's no way I can name it. What is it?
Mr. Empty Pants.
What a fantastic show.
Oh, man.
Good question. Great question. That's going way back.
That's a good one, though.
Let's go to James. He's got one for Joe. James, Lick Him and Win.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, James.
Name the a popular rock band that included two founding members that played with Carlos Santana at Woodstock.
A popular rock band, two founding members played with Carlos Santana at Woodstock.
I know one of them.
You do?
Yeah.
You can tell me his name, and it's not going to really help me out at all.
Okay, it rhymes with Deal On.
Oh, really?
Neil Schon.
Oh.
Journey.
Really?
Yeah, the guy that stole that other guy's wife at the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. It was Journey?
And I'm trying to think of the other one. As soon as you say it, it's going to piss me off. But it was, yeah, it was Neil Schon, and just quickly, what's the other?
Greg Raleigh.
Oh, Greg Raleigh.
Magic Woman, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, and that's how Abraxas and all those other bands formed. Damn it, he was the original singer at Journey. Greg Raleigh was. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Well, you still win, bro. Yeah, good. That's a good question.
Good question. Hang on. More rounds of Lickus and Win coming up. Rush! 40 years ago, Moving Pictures came out. There goes Tom Sawyer, Dog Joe, and Dane at 93.7 The River. What rule do you hate? 766-9370. What rule do you hate?
Well, what is it? Here's my thing. What's the difference between a rule and a law?
Oh, good question.
Like, what
Joe.
Is a rule?
A law has bigger consequence, typically a fine with it, okay?
Okay.
A law is a set of legal rules designed to charge you money or punish you.
Okay.
Rules are designed to keep order, protect you, and to make sense of things, if you will, okay?
Can you give a quick for instance?
Okay, well, like this. So a law is to protect people and to make money and to jail you and punish you. Rules are just things that you should do, like waiting in line. Do you cut the line? Do you crowd?
Oh, yeah.
The rule is you single file.
Returning carts. Is that kind of a rule to put the cart back in there?
The rule is, put it back where you found it. That's a rule. Right now in this day and age, a big rule, you go into a store, you got to wear a mask.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's a rule. A lot of people don't enforce it. You know, a lot of people don't go after you, but the rule is wear a mask when you walk in the store. That's a rule.
Leaving a tip? Is that a rule?
Not for me. No, not
I mean,
not.
For most people, though?
Yeah, that's an etiquette. Yeah, that's a rule. You eat out, they give you good service, you leave them a dollar.
I can easily think of rules that you have for children, you know, like don't eat in the living room because you make giant messes.
Look both ways before you cross the street.
Exactly.
Wash your hands before you come to the dinner table.
Cut after your grass when it gets long.
That is a general rule.
Yeah.
Is that a rule?
It should be for...
Wash your body when it's dirty.
Okay, is that a rule?
Brush your teeth twice a day.
Here's the thing. You sneeze into your hand or to your crook of your
elbow.
Arm.
Gotcha.
You don't just blow it all over. Maybe you lift your left leg and you snap a fish. You say, excuse me.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you say it like that.
If you live with a lady, you put the toilet seat down after you're done going to the bathroom.
It's a good rule.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of people have different rules, but those are rules. Those aren't laws. So we ask you this, okay? What rule do you hate? 766-9370. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what baseball's done to change the rules, but I care more about what the rules are that you dislike. Can you think of any?
I think so.
Okay.
All right. I might have one.
Yeah, I might be able to.
We'll do Tom Cochran. We'll come back. Because Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway, Dog Joe, and Dana. We got your cash coming up right around 8 o'clock. Another blatant bribe worth $1,000. What rule do you hate? 766-9370. The reason I bring this up is because small ball starts April 1st. We kick off the 2021 season, and they've had an uptick in home runs. So what they're going to do is they're going to come out with all these new rules on baseballs so they can hit less home runs. You see, baseball's so exciting, they want less home runs hitting.
What? That's
I don't understand baseball at
dumbest
all.
Dumbest thing. Yeah, I mean, you're going to play 70 million games, and you're going to make them as boring as possible now.
Yeah, make it even less exciting. You know, me, if you're having a game at the Coliseum, I want a chance for a ball to land in my backyard at home. That, to me, would make baseball funner. Making the balls go farther, to me, would be better. But they want them to go less distance, and they call it the dead ball era, too. Because there was a dead ball era back in the day when they made the balls heavier and not fly as far because there was guys like Babe Ruth and they're going back to that. Blah, blah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So they're making them even heavier?
They're going to do things to slow the ball down so it doesn't travel because people believe since 2016 they've added zip or they've heated up the balls.
Oh,
they don't think people have just gotten bigger and stronger and better at the game.
Yeah, and like I think there's just other drugs out there they're using that aren't detected.
who doesn't want to see him hit home runs? Everyone
Not
wants
me.
That, right?
I yes.
mean, that's what you watch baseball for, I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Dana, what rule do you hate?
Very simple. This is a really old school one. Children should be seen and not heard. I dislike that rule a lot.
Oh, God, I'm the opposite.
Yeah, I figured you were.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one,
Dana.
I think
that it's super outdated and not necessary.
So you think they should be seen and heard?
Well, they're a human being. I mean, like, why are we not allowing them to be parts of conversation?
Well, what are Americans going to do with all those card tables they set up on Thanksgiving for the kid tables?
That's ridiculous.
So many people bought those. What do you do with them now?
I don't know.
Put plants on them.
Thank you, Joe. I love that.
See?
Joe?
I am scattering my brain to think of a rule that I do not like.
Waking up on time.
Hey, you know what? That's
a good one.
That's a good rule right there, Dana.
And here's the other thing. We're going to have to call an armored car to get the tips jar in here when we give away that money.
Oh, man. I'm having trouble right now. You know, there's some hardships happening.
I think that's a good one that Dana gave you.
That's a great one for me, Dana, and I'm very happy for you because you technically don't get in trouble for being late to work, but
boy, do you get a lot of flack for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a widely known rule that you got to be, I guess, on time.
Yeah. Why do we have watches? Why there's a clock? Who knows?
Why do you even have an alarm, Joseph?
Oh, yeah, I can't just stumble in here and turn a microphone on. My goodness, what kind of a job do
I
pick?
Today's a Lickus and Win day. What day of the... Well, I don't know. I don't have a clock. I don't have a calendar. I don't have any concept of time.
Why do I need one? I do the same thing Monday through Friday. I come in here and talk to listeners, and then I go home, and I'm alone, and then I come in here and talk. I do the same thing every day.
It's Groundhog Day for Joe.
That's a great one, though, you know? What about you, Doug?
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a million. Pick the one you hate the most.
I can go on and on. You know what? To keep it in theme of sports, I hate this. I hate that baseball games or football games, baseball's crazy, football games end in ties. No sporting contest should ever end in a tie. You should play until you fall down or your fingers...
Oh, my God.
You don't
end how long would that baseball game go?
Well, again, baseball's...
One of them went till like 3 in the morning.
Baseball, right. Theoretically, and by the books, could last forever.
That sounds awful.
But football games, all these games, now everything ends in ties.
Why
more
don't
and more.
You like it?
You just tack on 15 minutes?
Because there's no winner.
Each time?
Well,
why are you going to have a contest where you don't have a clear-cut winner?
You don't think people could be just tied at something sometimes? The two people going at it are just equally...
No. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that because sooner or later someone's going to tire.
You think?
Yes. Yeah. There has to be a loser and a winner.
I think there's like basketball overtime, right? Isn't there overtime in football and
baseball?
They
have sudden death in golf. Everything has tiebreakers except football now and even baseball in some cases.
Well, football has them. You can go up to like two. But then after that, it's done. They don't give you... And that was a rule that got changed a while ago.
Yeah, like it.
Dog has always hated that.
We have to come back. We are going to give you news next. We've got an update on COVID and what's going on in California. We'll give that to you next and how or who can get vaccinated this turnaround at 9 o'clock. It goes Quiet Riot, Dog Joe and Dana here on 93.7 The River. We got cash for you coming up after a few headlines. Then another round of Lickus and Win on a Lickus and Win Wednesday. Got a couple of emails yesterday talking about, during, I think, news that teachers can get vaccinated. Got a couple of emails, people saying, hey, Dog, don't forget in certain counties, child care, emergency services, and the food and ag industries. Now, this may be different for the hospitals and healthcare providers, but counties are stepping up and doing so, going a little bit further than that 1B Tier 1.
Okay.
Which I think is where they're at. And again, you have to call the county, and then even if you get the appointment, they might not have vaccine.
Right. They do run out of them.
Yeah, like quickly.
Yeah.
So, depending on which county you're in or which area, make sure you find out or go and get all the details from your local county. But yes, if you're in child care, emergency services, food, and ag, check for availability. In Woodland, you can call 211 if you're in Yolo County.
Cool. That's nice to have.
Yeah. On to this now. Parlor, it's back online.
Uh-oh. There we go.
Yeah, that social network, you remember it was out there, and then Amazon dropped them, and Apple dropped them, and Google dropped them. Now they're back on after about 30 days of being shut down. And I wanted to read this because I was like, well who's hosting them now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, at first they were going to go to DDoS Guard, a Russian-based cloud services provider.
Is that right?
But the House Oversight Committee said, yeah, we don't really think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So now they're going with a provider out of California known as SkySilk.
Okay.
Okay.
I've never heard of it.
This is like an internet browser?
Yeah, it's like a cloud-based internet provider browser thing. Like Google, like Bing, Joe.
All right. Bing, and you're done.
Yeah. they still around?
They shouldn't be.
Does anyone Google? I'm sorry. Does anyone Bing?
I tried to. You know what? I was a proponent for Bing for a while.
You really were.
And they really screwed me.
Yeah.
They didn't. I couldn't find anything.
Yahoo!
Yeah. They binged me right out the door.
Bing. Oh, hey, what about this one? Hey, you know who should have provided the service to Parler? Ask Jeeves.
Oh,
whatever happened to Ask Jeeves?
That was a great one for a while, though.
That's terrible.
Oh.
This is exciting. If you live in Sacramento and you're like me, you might be competing. Sacramento's going to host the 2021-2022 World's Strongest Man Competition.
Oh, really? You're going to compete?
Well, if they get some other... You know, talent.
We're the adversaries.
Other
sure.
Talent. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this is kind of bitching, though. Is this real?
Yeah, Sacramento's going to be the home for the World's Strongest Man competition for at least 2 more years.
Oh, has it been the home already?
No. They just signed.
The next two, yeah. Deal.
And then they're going to sign maybe a third.
That's so cool. So that's like the thing that Thor Bjornsson
has
won.
That's exactly right. That guy from the mountain.
The mountain.
Yep.
Last year's winner, Oleski Novikov, who managed to break a world record in the process, partially deadlifting a puny, laughable, embarrassed to see your mom, 1,185 pounds.
Oh, so puny.
Wow.
You weenie.
I think Thor's record is the one he broke.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't follow.
I think it is.
It's just insane watching these men move things.
You just can't even imagine. I mean, one of my favorite things they do is that big, it's a concrete ball. They pick a big concrete mm-hmm. ball up, and they got to carry it a certain amount, and then they got to
really
lift it
off.
The thing I love that I see on TV, they pick up kegs. They pick up a keg, and they have to throw it over a fence over their head.
Yep.
I love that.
They got to throw a telephone pole.
Do you think it's a loaded keg?
No. It's just they call it a keg, but it's got so much weight.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they pick it up. It's like keg size. They go, ooh, and they throw it. I'm like, my God, if I was like that guy, I could load my truck in like 2 minutes.
Oh, man. Dude, the power they have. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know where. They haven't announced a venue yet, but it is in Sacramento for two, possibly 3 years.
Woo-hoo. We gotta go see that.
Yeah.
If you like Disney, well, make sure you're here for Lickus and Win. We'll do another round in 7 minutes.
Time for another exciting edition of Lickus and Win.
Lick it up.
Lickus and Win is brought to you by Future Ford in Roseville and Sacramento.
Before we get going, Dana, do your dance.
$50, Disney.com.
There you go. That's what we got today. Yeah. Get us some good questions. 766-9370. Let's start with Tim. Tim, lick us and win. What do you got?
Good morning. In the movie The Big Chill, what famous Academy Award-winning actor played the dead friend laying in the coffin at the beginning of the movie?
I'm out. I've never seen
gracious.
It.
Have you seen this movie, Joe?
Yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr., and I can't think of what his partner was in that. Who the white guy was in there. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Give it to us.
He's a twin, isn't he? The white guy in that? He's got a twin?
No, The Big Chill. The movie The Big Chill.
Chill factor.
I knew as soon as Joe started saying Cuba Gooding Jr., that didn't sound right. Give us the answer.
Chill factor is mine.
It was Kevin Costner.
Oh, really? They showed a dead Kevin Costner somewhere.
It was before he was famous.
Oh,
wow. That's how he started. Wow, that sounds like a better movie than Waterworld.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. You say
you
something like that.
You just hurt Joe so badly.
Why would you?
Let's go to this one. Who's this? It says here his name's Hercules. What's your name?
Charles Hercules.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his real last name.
What's your first name?
Charles.
Okay, Charles. Charles, welcome.
I got one for Joe with space.
Go ahead.
There's a star in our galaxy that's 8.6 light years away from us, and it's coming after us at 9 miles per second within 700 years after. We'll have two suns.
Dude, we're going to have two suns.
It's like dog. It's got an appetite. Almost everything it comes across. There's one other thing that relates to dog, too, on it.
Okay, but Joe, do you know it?
Alpha Centauri?
Yes, that is it.
Yeah, from the Andromeda Galaxy.
Oh, yeah! What's the other thing quickly that's like me?
It's got an appetite. It's eating everything it's coming across. And its nickname is the Dog Star.
Oh, the Dog Star. Yeah, I like it. I like it. I'm going to follow that one.
That thing's on a mission. Our two galaxies are going to collide one day.
Thank you, Charles.
That's at the center of the Andromeda?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Okay, we'll go back to speaking English. Mark, good morning. Lincoln's in win, Mark.
This question is for all of you. Cool. During the filming of American Graffiti, what station was Wolfman Jack working at?
What do you want, the call letters?
Oh. Sure.
Or what do you mean? Where was it, like, actually filmed on location, or what were the call letters?
No, when he was... Okay, when the movie was actually being filmed, what station was Wolfman Jack working at? And the call letters would be fine.
God... Well, he did do a couple of stints at KFIV in Modesto, and even though everyone thinks that it was downtown Modesto where Lucas is from, most of it was shot in Petaluma.
Is that right?
I'm not going to be able to give you the call letters. He worked at XERB, XERT. I don't think he was in Mexico at that time, though, when it was filmed. I can't give you the answer on it, and I can't. It's been a long time since I've seen it. Give it to me.
I believe it was WNBC he was working at.
Yeah, he did work at WNBC, but here's the thing. That wouldn't make sense because he worked there in the late 70s and 80s. Wolfman Jack was there, and Don Imus and Stern and all that. Back when American Graffiti should have taken place.
Wolfman Jack was there when Stern was there?
Yeah, Stern had just started out. They kind of just passed when he was there at the NBC Times. It would have been before that.
Oh, he got to hang out with him.
Do you believe that's what it was, or is that the gospel? Because that doesn't sound right to me. That would have been later.
That is the gospel. Actually, he was commuting back and forth during the filming and then finally moved out to California.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough.
It says XERB.
In Mexico.
Right.
Yeah. And then...
He's probably on a couple.
Yeah, he was on XERB, XERF, yada, yada, yada.
KRE, which was filmed at KRE in the strip mall on 3rd Avenue in Chula Vista.
There you go. So I don't think you're right, are you? Well, hold on.
There's a lot to dissect here. There's
yeah, no, I know. We'll just give it. We'll give it to him. We'll get him in. Let's go to... we'll do one more here. Jimmy, what do you got? Quickly.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a Disney question for all of you.
Okay.
Walt Disney holds the record for the most Oscar wins. Do you guys know how many he won over the career of his life?
Ooh.
I'm going to say over 20. I'll say 25. That's my guess, Dana.
This isn't a trick question, right? Because he did die, and he probably still receives stuff after.
Yeah, I would imagine, right? Yeah.
Are we just talking about of all time? Like, how many Walt Disney's received?
Yep.
No, just his career as...
When he was alive.
Okay, I'll go 25.
Okay.
I'm going to say lower than 25. I'm going to go with, like, 12.
I was going to go 10 or 12, so I'll go 10.
How many?
So he was nominated for 59, but he won 26.
Come on! We're dealing with Disney. Give it to me by one. Oh, my God. Wow. Come on. You kidding me?
It's incredible.
Coming up, we got to get into sports. We're going to talk about this. Last week, we told you J.J. Watt and the Texans broke up. We'll tell you where he might go this next season.
We're in an extra innings from the free throw line with two laps left in the bottom of the 16th. It's time for Sportin' with Dog and Joe on 93.7 The River.
All right, here we go. Sportin', Dana. This isn't football. This is just sportin'.
Oh, boy.
You're going to get a mixture of all kinds of sports.
Yay!
Or at least a couple. We're going to start with football, though, Dana.
Okay.
We got to talk about this. This is pretty, I guess, good. What's going to happen is J.J. Watt could potentially, possibly, as rumor has it, go and play for, who do you think, Joe? Who do you think he's going to go play football for?
Leaving the Texans, I'd say New England.
Oh.
Not a bad guess. No, the big rumor mill is Cleveland Browns.
The Browns!
Whoa! You're going to have him a brownie, is he?
Yeah.
All right. Get down there, dude.
Again, it doesn't say confirm, but there's been a lot of talk that he is going to go to the Browns. Whether he does or not, we don't know.
Actually, that'd be get up there.
Yeah. And again, you know, they had a decent season. He might be a guy, even though he's a little bit older, that could also help the team.
Oh, he's got plenty of heat to bring. J.J. Watt, I mean, he's older, but that guy's fierce.
Now, is it just the Bengals you say this about every year? Or do you say it about the Browns, too, that this is their year?
Well, I always say it about the Bengals, but I've believed it about the Browns for about the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Yep. This might actually be it.
Yeah, they had a decent run. They really did. Had a good season this last year.
That coach for the Browns that I fell in love with, it was the guy before before who they have now. He said he put him on a warpath, and then he lost tremendously that year and got fired.
Yeah.
And that was horrible.
Uh-huh.
But now the coach they have pretty much has got him on the right track, I think.
Oh, so they just need a new general.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing, too.
That old guy was convincing.
A lot of people are going to be looking at Buffalo, because Buffalo is a legitimate squad, too. And I forget the guy's name that's out of California, the quarterback. I can never remember that guy's name. He had a fantastic year. So lots of people are going to be looking at Buccaneers. People are going to want to go to the Chiefs. People are going to want to go to these teams that look like they're going to have some state power. And I think the Cleveland Browns might be one of them.
Was the Buffalo kid, was it his first year? Or had he played a little bit?
Yeah, what the hell? I can't
recall him either. I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of what it was. Was
good
it Josh something?
Josh, yeah, I can't remember what the hell his name was. I just can't.
I can't.
We got to talk about this guy. Not from America. He's an Australian Olympic medalist. His name is Scott Miller. And wow, how hard do they fall after you go out and win Olympic medals in swimming? He got caught and he was arrested with $1.6 million worth of meth.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they fall hard.
Why do you need that when you're a swimmer?
Well, Dana, that's why you need that when you're a swimmer.
Yeah. So boy, look how fast that guy's going. He's like a dolphin.
Yeah, you got to keep up with what's his name?
Phelps.
Yeah, Michael Phelps.
He raced a shark and won.
Yes, he did.
I mean, that guy's got speed.
That was not a shark race. That was worse than Robbie Knievel jumping the Grand Canyon.
He's so contentious.
Oh, was it worse than Mike Tyson fighting a shark?
That's terrible too.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I know. Put a steel cage in there. Let's run a rope on this guy and have him race a shark. Police said the drugs had been hidden in candles. Authorities also alleged that Miller was directing the activities of a criminal syndicate involved in the supply of ice across New South Wales.
Good Lord.
Okay, Pablo Escobar.
Yes, he faces charges of supplying a prohibited drug in large commercial quantities and directing a criminal group.
Good grief.
He had started him up his own online or his own empire.
Yeah.
Not online, but drug
Marty
empire.
Marty Bird 2.0.
Wow.
Yeah. Goodness.
And it says here it all started. This was because he sat down one time and smoked a joint with Michael Phelps.
No, it did not say that.
Oh, wait, I read that wrong. No,
yeah,
it didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No. Yeah, Michael Phelps would smoke a joint and swim faster than a fish.
Yeah.
It didn't do anything for him.
Fish,
a goldfish.
I mean, any fish, really.
And I'm not talking about a goldfish like in water. I'm talking about the snack cracker.
They're fast.
We got to come back, since it is a Lickus and Win Wednesday. A couple weeks back, you might remember, someone called up and they had the question, who did Eddie Van Halen want to join? There was a band out there. This guy asked this question. He's like, Eddie Van Halen was going to join this band. And I said, horse crap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now a story's come out by someone in the band. Seeing if that's true or not.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because I had a problem with this.
You may not have had all your faculties together,
huh? Yeah, you probably haven't slept since then.
Yeah, I had a problem with it. So we'll come back and tell you who the band was rumored to have hosted Eddie and whether it's true. Blah! 93.7 The River, Dog Joe and Dana. Got cash coming up right around 9 o'clock. Another $1,000 worth of blatant bribe money. First this, though. It was a few weeks back. Someone on Lickus and Win called him, goes, hey, Dog, do you know which band Eddie Van Halen wanted to join? Mm-hmm. And I said, this is not true. What band do you think it is? And the guy's like, yeah, he wanted to be in Kiss. And he goes, I just read an interview about Gene Simmons saying that he wanted to be in Kiss, and he begged him to be in Kiss. And I said, that's not true. And I can't remember if we gave the guy the prize or not. But now, Paul Stanley, the only one in the band Kiss that has talent, sat down with a podcaster. And the podcaster said, hey, is there any truth that Eddie wanted to join the band Kiss? And to quote Paul Stanley, he said, I have to say, I've never heard that.
Okay, it's probably true then.
Paul Stanley went on to say that I was on the phone with Eddie around that time. He was calling me. He was asking me about why guys in bands did solo albums. Meaning, you know, he's asking Gene, hey, how come you're going to do a solo album? And Paul says, well, what's going on? Is there tension in the band? And Eddie said, yeah, there's tension in the band. So Eddie was kind of reaching out, getting advice as to how he could do a solo record. But then Paul Stanley went on to say, but as far as anything beyond that, him wanting to join us in our band or anything like that, I can't say no, and I wouldn't say no. I'll say I don't know. I'll leave that to Gene. So he never heard it. Okay, he didn't believe it to be true. And he was talking to Eddie on the phone at the time. But he'll leave it to Gene. So
because Gene was the one that started the rumor?
Yes.
Gene is the one who pays his paycheck.
Yes. Yeah. Gene is the one that lied. And I know that Eddie never wanted to join Kiss.
Boy, could you imagine?
How awful that would have been?
Imagine that would have killed Dog.
Oh, God. Running around with paint on his face.
I'd love it.
Yeah. Pick it up. So I still don't believe it, even though Paul Stanley doesn't either. Gene does.
You're going to have to ask Gene.
Yeah. I'd love to talk to him again.
Let's get him on the phone.
Dana, did you post that up? Eddie's got a new coffee table book coming out, and you could do pre-orders right now, and it's going to have tons and tons of unreleased photos of Eddie. And this guy that did the book, he's done lots of rock books. He's good at it, and you can pre-order it. Dana's got the details up there right now on the Dog and Joe Show Facebook page.
You should
and
get one.
I'm going to. I got to look at the pricing. It comes out in June.
Yep.
So, to see this thing would be pretty cool.
Yeah, man, that's awesome.
All right, we got cash coming. We'll come back and we'll do news next, and we'll tell you which country has been accused of hacking into Pfizer to steal COVID vaccine information. Oh. 93.7, the River That Goes 38 special with Hold On Loosely. We got cash for you here in a couple of minutes. Another $1,000 of blatant bribe money. Now, for a bit of headlines, we now know the country that has allegedly tried to hack in to the computer systems at Pfizer. That would be one, North Korea.
Oh, Kim Jong-un.
Yes.
Wow.
That's what he's up to.
Okay.
Which is odd that they would want to hack or be accused of hacking because thus far, Kim Jong-un has repeatedly insisted that his country has zero coronavirus cases.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What do you need a vaccine for?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's true or not, if it happened or not. I just see Kim Jong-un like somewhere with a Slim Jim. You know, like him trying to stick a Slim Jim that you get into a car with, and he's just ramming it into, like, the hardware of a computer.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
They don't know how to hack in North Korea, do they?
I simply see this guy riding up on that horse, and he said, "You guys are trying to get some vaccines? Excellent." And he just rides off. I don't think he does anything. He rides around, eats some cake or whatever he snacks on. I think he likes Butterfingers or Snickers or whatever it is.
Sure.
He does.
He does. He likes to eat.
Yeah, he likes American candy.
Yeah.
He likes
Saddam. Remember, Saddam loved Doritos.
Yep. Yep.
And Playboy.
Yeah. He doesn't love Doritos.
And Playboy.
I don't think he really. Do you think he has day-to-day meetings? I bet he doesn't. I think he just rolls around and acts like a wild man.
I think
all
Kim Jong-un has day-to-day eatings. Washington deputies nabbed burglary suspects, and they caught him with some very, very cutting-edge modern-day 2021 police work.
Okay.
They got these suspects after following footprints in the snow.
Oh, that is very high tech.
Yes. The two suspects forgot to cover their tracks that were left in the snow.
Oh, my gosh.
This happened in Tacoma right around 2:40 a.m., and they were seen fleeing the house, and everyone's like, "Where'd they go?" And they're like, "Well, look, there's a bunch of footprints in the snow. Let's follow them." There they were.
Curse you, snow.
That's hilarious, though, isn't it? They didn't even try to run around in circles or do any double backing. They just ran from point A to point B.
No, did nothing.
It's cold out here.
SpaceX, which is Elon Musk's company, it's called SpaceX Falcon 9. That's the rocket that went up and deployed 60 Starlink satellites.
Yeah.
They did that without fail. The thing they could not do successfully, though, was land on the dock in the water. They missed it, and the rocket plummeted into the ocean.
Oh, boy.
That sucks.
That's expensive when he does that.
Yeah.
That's a big mistake. But it happens, you know, not a lot, but it does still happen.
Do they fish that out of the ocean, Joe?
You know what? I bet you they do.
I hope they have to.
I bet you they do.
Yeah.
That thing would definitely get reused again, because if they're going to land it again, they're going to fish it back out.
What do you do? Put it in a giant bag of rice?
You got to come on, rice. Do your thing.
That's actually funny, Dana. Yeah. Hey, how come you're not doing another mission, Elon? Well, my rocket's in rice.
It'll be ready next week.
We got the cash for you. That's coming up after Tom Petty. And since we're talking about rich people that don't know what to do with all their money, Bill Gates has lost his mind.
Oh, what did he do to make you mad?
We'll tell you after the cash. All right, we got 93 minutes commercial free coming up. More chances at cash, top of almost each and every hour. Dana, if you could, remind the River Rockers why I had a beef with one Brian May, guitarist to Queen.
because he became a vegan.
Yeah. Well, not because he became a vegan, but because he denounced meat after eating meat for some 68 years.
Outwardly spoken vegan.
Yes. Yeah. He became a vegan like a year ago, and then he just started, you know, bastardizing all people that eat meat.
I'd like to think it's just you hate him because he's a vegan.
Well, there's more to it. Hate's a strong word now. Disliking vegan and veganism, maybe.
I appreciate that. You've softened your stance a little bit.
You crossed the rock and roll line.
Yeah, I've always thought that I just wanted so much money I couldn't count it or have time to count it, but I think with money comes just weirdness. Bill Gates now, you know, Microsoft fame.
Yep.
Bill Gates has said, and I quote, and you can see this on the Dog and Joe Show Facebook page, which I encourage to see all the comments. Bill Gates says rich countries should be eating 100% synthetic beef.
Like, are we talking about Beyond?
What is that?
Beef?
I think it could be anything, Dana. It could be Beyond Meat. It could be polymer meat. Synthetic could be just anything.
Anything man-made.
That Beyond stuff's not synthetic meat. That's a meat alternative. Synthetic meat would mean you made fake meat.
Yeah.
Like you 3D print it?
Yes.
I'm guessing.
Yes, you take other things that aren't meat, and then you can pile them to make
some chemistry, and now you've got
meat.
That's
basically Beyond.
Yes, and what he wants to do this for is because he wants to reduce all the emissions that those dirty, ugly bovine create. And the second thing that some people don't know, which I didn't know until I saw the comments, Bill and I believe his wife's name is Melinda.
Melinda. Yes.
Now, the largest private ag or farmland owners in America, they own hundreds of thousands of farmland or acreage.
Why are they advocating for this?
Because they grow crops, don't they, instead of farming?
Well, they can grow kale, Dana. And what they can do is they can walk the cattle into the ponds, and then they can grow kale, and they can keep everything clean and produce more oxygen and start building synthetic meat.
Well, fair enough. I understand now.
Yes.
Has he ever eaten
power
it,
to
or
the
is
kale.
He just subscribing to it? Because, well, I mean, if he's ever sitting down and bellied up to a plant burger.
Have you, Joseph?
Yes.
Really? We all did.
Okay, but that's a Whopper. That's doesn't count.
Well, if I had to eat that meat patty without the rest of the stuff the Whopper had with it, I could have, you know. I mean, I don't think that would be something I'd want.
No.
Now, you put all the conglomeration on there, my taste buds can't taste the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But you eat it by itself, I think I would know what a kale burger is.
Read the article as to how many screws this guy has lost. And in the caption, I put ground beef, shredded beef, or synthetic beef. Yes, and I said that I will bust my ass to stay poor so I can continue eating meat, because he says that rich countries should be eating 100% synthetic beef.
I do not like the word synthetic with any sort of food.
Either.
Synthetic. That makes it sound awful.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, give me another glass of that Mobile One.
Ugh.
Synthetic motor oil to wash down my synthetic beef.
Yeah, you put synthetic things in machines.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I do want to go back to one thing. If you could 3D print cattle, like real cattle, would you get a 3D printer and do that?
They'd be the size of schnauzers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. He's printing cattle the size of schnauzers, but they're cattle.
If you could 3D print your own tri-tip.
Yes. I'll tell you this. That 3D printer would not be made by Microsoft, but yes, I would. We got to do 93 minutes commercial free. 93 minutes, nonstop commercial-free. There goes Lenny Kravitz with Fly Away, and someone has flown away. We've just learned Rush Limbaugh, dead at the age of 70. I guess his wife, Catherine, came on the show. Rush Limbaugh airs over at KFPK, our sister station, and she announced his passing. He announced that he had lung cancer a year ago, and he died this morning at his home in Florida. Again, Rush Limbaugh dead. Age 70.
Wow.
Age 30.
That's weird to say that.
Yeah.
That's very Rush
weird.
Limbaugh dead. That's crazy, man.
Started out, you know, in Missouri, but then did a small early stint in Stockton and then came through Sacramento. Yeah, he did radio down at a little radio station in Stockton.
Wow.
Before he came here.
209.
And, he ended in New York, I'm
Thank
guessing.
Thank you, Dana. Well, I don't know where he was before that, but I mean, he's been in Florida at his house for like years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So Rush Limbaugh, no longer with us. On brighter news, way brighter news, lots of life at Front Street Animal Shelter for tomorrow's first day.
Yes, there is.
Dana, do we have any feelers out? Do we have any ideas to who we're going to showcase or what?
No, not yet.
Oh, I love that.
Haven't perused yet.
It's always a fun time to go through there and look for them, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Are we going to do a dog, a cat?
might do a kitty cat.
Kitty cat?
Yeah, why not?
You got some good picks the last couple of times, Dana.
Yeah.
You're on a roll.
All right, back tomorrow, free of charge, vaccinated, chipped, spayed, neutered, all the kit and caboodle for you. Courtesy of Front Street Animal Shelter, we'll have he or she or dog or cat up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I can't wait.
So, okay, Monica Lowe, she's in next. More cash coming up here in about 20 minutes-ish. Blatant bribe money worth $1,000. We are done until tomorrow's Thursday.
Thank you guys very much for hanging out today. Boy, get out there and enjoy some of that sunlight. It looks beautiful outside right now. Hopefully you have the rest of a great day, and we will talk to you bright and early tomorrow morning. Thank you. Play nice.